It's another tequila sunrise. I think I need a drink-a-doodle-doo.
I agree.
Drink of the week time with guest bartender Kelly Ryan. Bring in that cart because Kelly's going to teach us how to make something. We will drink it at the end and vote whether to spit or swallow it, which I think she takes very personally.
So. I do. I'm already upset.
Don't be upset. We haven't even tasted it yet.
All right, so
what are we making?
In honor of the unofficial kickoff to summer, which in my opinion happens this weekend, we have the Walk to Cure Arthritis.
Right.
And tying that in with what's been going on this week in Hawaii, I used two fruits Hawaiian inspired. We've got pineapple and mango. So this is the weird part for Dean. I am going to be using some homemade pineapple mango salsa.
Oh, interesting.
In the drink.
Can I get some chips?
Actually, after I made it last night, when I tried it, it was so good I ate the whole bowl and had to make a new, and so yeah, it was fantastic. But I thought too, with barbecues going on, you could put it on fish or, you know, chicken with whatever's left. So, the alcohol is vodka, Cointreau, and white tequila. I'm using cilantro vodka, and we're gonna put this in a shaker with some ice.
Interesting.
And I actually want just a little bit of ice. I wash my hands, I promise.
I might make this for Taco Tuesday next week.
Ah, and then it goes from Hawaii to Mexico.
Well, it sounds very with salsa and all that.
Correct. And so in the salsa, it's five ingredients. You've got mangoes, pineapple, both from Hawaii, and then a little strawberry sliced, jalapeno, and where'd my hair
disappear? Dean, you would go from Don Ho to Juan Ho.
Are you kidding me?
So there goes all of the cilantro vodka, in fact. Okay, that bottle's empty. Now we're going to add, Haas, could you open the Cointreau for me, maybe? It's fresh. We're now putting in the white tequila, and it's equal shots of everything.
So it does have tequila in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short trip.
All right. After the tequila, we will put in the Cointreau, going top shelf for you guys.
Usually after the tequila comes the nap. Or jail.
It's like a margarita so far, right?
Sort of, yes. All right. So now we're going to put in some pineapple juice. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Make sure we get it.
Good job.
Yeah. All right. By the way, we're on Facebook Live if you want to watch now or later. So I'm just
Don't look at Kelly's arms.
Right, please don't. I haven't worked out in a while. Thanks for calling that out, Raj. Okay, now just a little bit of agave for some sweetness. We don't want to put too much in because we know how Dean doesn't like it too sweet.
I am in your head so deeply.
Don't cater just to Dean because, you know, he's got his own taste. You make it the way you think it should be done, and we will judge it.
I told her that, but I'm so far in her head now that she
can't even believe it. Constantly. I'm kidding. All right, now we shake. Shake, 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 shake. Don't look at my arm. I'll work out later. Now we are going to pour over, we salted the rims like you would a margarita as well.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pour it over the ice. Then we will add.
I like that. Can I just skip the fruit?
Some of the salsa. No.
Damn it.
It's pouring basically.
It looks margarita-ish.
Yeah, mostly clear, a little cloudy there.
I'm a little worried we might run out.
That's Haas's, the little one.
Every last drop out of the shake.
And
this is me at home, wasting no drops.
Right, please do not waste the alcohol. Now, look at that salsa. And Haas smelled it earlier, you guys. It really smells great. The cilantro.
You just kind of garnish it on top.
Correct. You're going to just drop it on the top.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Well, we want the flavor of the
cilantro.
Do we
have straws?
We do not. I forgot the straws.
How are we
going to
get through the salsa?
I am so sorry. Well, here's how you're going to get through it.
I've never seen salsa go into liquid like this,
salsa
Raj.
Salsa mustache.
So it's the cilantro and the jalapeno that we really want to get that flavor in with the alcohol. And again, that's why I tasted it after I made it. I didn't want it to be too hot or too cilantro-y.
Yeah, we get it. Let's try it.
All right. Let's
pass it along.
Here we go. This is, I have to say,
there you go.
Not appealing to look at with this lump of vegetables dumped into it.
All right, here we go.
It's fruit.
Very sweet. Hey. Tremendously sweet.
Well, the salt helps knock some of that off, and then once you get down more into the alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow, we could have done without the agave. Mm. But it's not bad.
I actually like it.
What I would like you to try now, because again,
I'm getting a hint of the cilantro now, and
yeah, it's starting to kick in the more you drink it.
Yeah, you stir it around, you're getting those other flavors.
try the salsa on its own.
The salsa is very good.
Thank you.
I would have loved it separately.
Well, you can do it separately for your weekend grilling and whatnot.
You know, if you wanted to muddle up some cilantro and put it in, like you would do a mojito, I think that would be a nice touch. Judging it as it is, I like some of the flavors, but overly sweet for me, so I'm going to have to vote this bit.
I'm going to swallow.
All right.
Mine isn't that sweet. I don't know. I like it. I'm going to swallow.
Awesome. I'll swallow two to give us 3-1.
All right. There you go. It's a successful drink of the week. If you want to learn how to make it, we'll post on social media the recipe.